From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah Congressman Jim Matheson has always had it tough running as a Democrat in a congressional district that's widely considered to be gerrymandered to the extreme. Now the Cook Political Report is saying after this year's redistricting process, the moderate blue dog will have one of the 10 most difficult re-election campaigns of any House Democrat should he go for a seventh term in 2012. Every week we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Thomas, good to have you.
Good to be here.
So, Thomas, back in 2008, Matheson had an easy re-election campaign, pretty much. In 2010, it was fairly difficult. And in 2012, it looks like it will be even more difficult. Is that right?
You know, I think Matheson would never say he's had an easy time getting reelected, but it's definitely going to be really hard this next time around. And the main reason is redistricting. The legislature is meeting very soon to cut up the districts and carve out exactly where Matheson's going to represent. It's already a Republican district that he represents, and it could become more Republican, which, of course, makes it difficult for a Democrat.
Of course, Matheson could forego running for the House again and instead run for the Senate or the governor's office, right?
That's very true. There's always the option. In fact, I mean, Matheson's actually represented a good chunk of the state in different times, depending on redistricting. So he definitely has name ID across the state. He seems to do pretty well with independents and some more moderate Republicans, as well as some more moderate Democrats. So, you know, he's got his options. But as it looks right now, getting reelected to the House is going to be tough. He's one of 10 endangered House members, and the National Republican Congressional Committee certainly has him on his target list.
Is Matheson still keeping pretty mum on his 2012 plans then?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet on exactly where he's going to go. He's certainly out there working it every day, just trying to do his job as a congressman. But I assume at some point he's going to decide whether he wants to stay in the House or run for governor or Senate, and we'll just have to wait and see.
So, Thomas, talking about the U.S. Senate race, back in 2010, one organization that very much helped defeat Senator Bob Bennett was called the Club for Growth. Any indication yet that they will also try to end Senator Orrin Hatch's career?
That one's also still kind of undecided at the moment. Club for Growth is a pretty conservative organization. They spent $180,000 trying to and successfully defeating Bennett. They took credit for the defeat, although you know everyone can probably take credit for that in some ways too. Club for Growth hasn't said yet whether they're going to attack Hatch. But they have said that he has the Utah senior senator has a lower score on their scorecard than Bennett did. So I guess we'll have to see.
And when it comes to Republicans who may challenge Hatch, we all know by now that Congressman Jason Chaffetz is a solid possibility. But now a state lawmaker, bountiful Senator Dan Lilienquist, is coming into the picture. Why do you think he is attracting attention not just in Utah, but it looks like even nationally at this point?
Well, you know, mainly he's new. A lot of people haven't discussed his name outside of Utah for the Senate race. There's been enough written about Chaffetz potentially challenging Hatch, but the senator, you know, look, he's tackled some major reforms in Utah, from the pension system to Medicaid. The Washington Post just featured him as one of their rising stars in their series they're doing there. There's reason he's getting some traction just because you know he's a fresh face and he's brand new.
But in order to take on Hatch, I would imagine that takes lots of money, and Hatch has lots of it, right?
Yeah, I think we just reported that Hatch has about $3 million in the bank. I don't think Senator Lilienquist has nearly that amount nor the ability to raise that amount. But again, let's remember this is a delegate race. This is not necessarily about how much money you have. It's about how many people you can attract to your side.
And finally, Thomas, speaking of campaign funding, if former Utah Governor John Huntsman is going to go head-to-head with Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, or others for the GOP nomination, he'll need lots of it. And it's no secret that Huntsman does have lots of money, but obviously so does Mitt Romney. You recently examined how their levels of wealth compare? What did you find?
Well, I found that that all of them do much better than I do right now. But, maybe not radio personality salaries like yourself, but
no.
Huntsman has between $11 million and $74 million in his personal wealth, and that was a couple year old disclosure, that the latest one we have. But Huntsman's doing okay. He's not, you know, that rich as, you know, Mitt Romney has upwards of $250 million. Donald Trump, of course, north of $2 billion. And so when people talk about Huntsman saying he could self-fund his campaign, that's not really likely. Mitt Romney in 2008 put $45 million of his own money into a campaign, whereas, you know, if Huntsman did that, he might go bankrupt.
We've been speaking with Thomas Burr. He is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Well, Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.